Yeah, I want to welcome everybody back. This is my Sunday Chevra. Happy to see Rav David here. I want to apologize to him. I didn't ask you to make the copies. I wasn't sure if you were up to coming. I didn't want to impose on you, but okay. So the large copies, I guess you'll make on your own. You make senior citizen copies, you know, every year you need a few more. Okay, today we learned Siman Ches. What we had done, we went from the beginning straight through Siman Vav, and it was a little intense, so after Pesach I switched to something easier, Hilchos Sheva Brachos and Chuppah, and we even started Ksuva. And now I want to go back to Siman Ches. We learned Aleph through Vav, which are the halachas of Pur Ravu, which have to do with the most part with who you're allowed to marry. From Siman Ches and on, we talk about the rules of what we call Hilchos Ishus. Rules somewhat overlap, so mostly within Klal Yisrael, of marriage. Siman Ches, the words themselves are for the most part easy, but in the like everything in Torah, when you scratch the surface, it's a little less simple. So let's learn Sif Aleph and Beis, which are directly from the Mishnah of Asara Yosin. The different rules of Yichus, and what it says is fairly simple. Sif Aleph Kainim Levim Yisraelim Mutarim Lavei Zebezes. You know, a Kain Levi Yisrael. You can marry each other. Kainim Levim Israelim can date each other. Vavlad Hoylech Achar Hazachar. This is something that we're accustomed to, that the child is a child of Kayin or a Levi of Yisrael that goes by the father. If the father's a Kayin, the child's a Kayin, the father's a Levi, the child's a Levi, father's a Yisrael, the child's a Yisrael, the Mishbachaisim, the Beis Avaisim. The Torah repeatedly says.
What's
there is no Shaila, it's just coming for the next sin, things that are awesome. In other words, it goes to the Asari Yosin, and the Mutto Love Zebezed, the Beishmol just brings the Klal, Klolahu, Havlad Hoylechachar Azelcha, Kol Sheyesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. Anytime there's a marriage and there's no Aveira involved, the child goes according to the father, and he's a Kayin Levi Yisrael. We're so used to it, I don't know if we realize the Pella, that to be a Jew or not a Jew goes by the mother. Right? Whether a person is a Jew or a guy goes by the mother. If the father's a Jew and the mother's a guy, then the child is a guy. And yet, when it comes to within Klal Yisrael, Klal Levi Yisrael, we go bust to the father. So Pashtus, just Xeris HaKasuv, I don't know, it's, but it's funny, because the Gemara's Lashon, when the Gemara talks about this halacha, it says, Mishpachta v'yarash aysay, Mishpachas av kari mishpacha, Mishpachas eim eini kari mishpacha. Lashon Gemara is that your family is your father's side, not your mother's side. Mishpachas av kari mishpacha, Mishpachas eim eini kari mishpacha. And yet, when it comes to Yadus, it goes basa the mother. So, I'd like to do is first speak out, not the Ashkaf of the Inyan, which is a separate discussion, but the technicality, the way Reb Chaim, there's a graph, there's Reb Chaim al Rambam, in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Tezvav, and Reb Chaim sort of gives the formula. He's not talking about Ashkafa, about why it should be that way, but just a formula for when you go according to the father and when you go according to the mother. He says it's of a pella. It's not politically correct, but he says the following. Mishpacha, the Gemara says, Mishpachta v'yarasha, I say, Mishpachas av kari mishpacha, Mishpachas eim ein kari mishpacha. So Chaim clears. Does it mean your mother's side is not mishpacha compared to your father's side? As you go, there you go, bus of the father rather than bus of the mother. What does it mean No, mishpachas emin kari mishpacha. Your mother's side is not your family.
Like a fremda.
Fremda. Okay, the fremda. Is there no chelik mishpacha on the mother's side? It's Reb Chaim class. What? My nafkaminas. He brings a handful of nafkaminas. It's a pella. He says the Rambam sheet. He's going to the Rambam. He's not halacha savi. He's explaining to the Rambam. He says the Rambam sheet is mishpachas aim is not mishpacha. Listen to this. He says the Rambam Shita is that relatives from the mother's side are kosher la'edus min ha'tayrah. In other words, your mother's father, your mother's brother are kosher la'edus for you. They're kosher la'edus min ha'tayrah. Not only that, he brings that the Ramah in Simon Lamed Gimel in the dinim of Psulei Edus, the Ramah brings it la'halacha. That min ha'tayra your kasher simon amigimel sevbeis min ha'tayra the mother side is kasher edus. It's only a psul d'rabbana. Nafkamini says la'ide kedushin. If you have edim by a kedushin or by a get, and it's mishpachas aim, a relative. So he says that min ha'tayra it's a good kedushin or it's a good get, and even the rabbana were machmer, but it's only a d'rabbana. But be'etzem mishpachas eim eini kari mishpacha. That's a pretty big nafkamina. A second nafkamina, he says, let's say someone doesn't have a Jewish father. Let's say he has a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father. Is there Yerusha? You have a person, his only Jewish relative is his mother. He has no siblings, no children. His only relative is his Jewish mother. And he dies. Who yashins him? I would think, look, his closest relative is his mother. It's not that way. He brings the vayta from the Rambam. That the mother doesn't yashin. He and the mother doesn't yashin him. Yad doesn't yashin asam. Mishpacha same. And he kari mishpacha. It's a davar chiddush. I would think that it means if you have a choice, mishpach asab, mishpach asaim. The third nafkamina, which is in the Arsameach, he says. The lashon, right in the first page of Hilchos Yerusha, it says it's talking about an asufi, someone who's a shtuki, someone whose mother is known, father is not known. It says that when he dies, is the chasim hefker. Now it's koshkein if the father is known to be a guy. Is the chasim hefker. He has a mother. And is the chasim become hefker. And that says Shulchan Aruch. That's not only a Rambam.
In that case, you mentioned with the mother is Jewish, and she has children, she dies...
So a person yashin's a mother. It could be it's only a drabbanan diki yerusha.
And the father, who's maker? Then she go back to her father.
Maybe. Mikra Mimanatayra. I think yerusha saying is a drabbanan. But it's a double pella. This whole area of halacha that mishpachas eimi karishpacha. Or Sameach brings it in Hilchos Reit Seach Perak Aleph by Goyal Adam. The Rambam says kol haroi li yarshai is could be a goyal adam. Goyal adam who kills the murderer of his relative who was kavishagi. He says only mishpachas av. There's no mishpachas aim. The Rambam says haroi li yarshai, and that's it. A half brother, Kolshkein, right? Half brother from the mother, and the mother, the uncle from the mother, and you know what it says that Daidai, it says, you know where it says the fourth afkamina, it says by someone sold Leiker Mishpachas Ger, someone is sold as an Eved to a guy, Daidai, a Bas Daidai, a Golena. It says the relative. The rel should. That's only from the father's side. It's not day from the mother's side. There's a fourth nafkamina. I think Reb Chaim himself said it too. By Arayus not. By Arayus there is. Arayus is different.
Possible shot. I'm saying normally the child is close to the mother.
Right.
But the father is also going to write beer. So really, the mother is really this is his mother.
You know, it's the mother. There's no question. It's his mother. We're not doubting
it.
So
it takes a closer.
Like, it needs a beer. It needs a hesber. What we're learning is a davar chiddush that mishpacha say me and kari mishpacha. It's a lashon hagemara. So the way Reb Chaim spells it out, Reb Chaim says kedarka. There are two dinim. It's a din mishpacha and a din kahal. Love it, Bakal. This is in of a call of Kahal Klal Yisrael.
He had that in Haris.
He says the only miyut of the Torah is in Dine Mishpacha, Mishpacha Zeh Me'en Kari Mishpacha. When it comes to Halacha that's calling you Mishpacha, the it doesn't have a Din Mishpacha. But in Din Kahal, that was the idea that it's a member of Klal Yisrael, so that goes Basar Hay. If I care, it goes Dafka Basar Hay. So Din Kol goes Basar Hay. The Mishpacha goes after the father. This is how Reb Chaim divides it. We're going to see in a little bit that what Reb Chaim is saying as a Chiddush, we're going to see soon as a Hezber, even the Archa Shulchan, in some of the halachas, at least one of the halachas that we're going to learn today. But this is how Reb Chaim shows it. Avek, there's a din kol, and there's a din mishpacha, and yeah. It could be as a shaitis. It could be very similar. I have to think it through. But now even those who hold that your apostle aid is from the mother's side, like I said, it's the Rambam Shita. Even though the holy it's pasala edus, it's not a steer. Reb Chaim holds mishpachas a meinkar. Any of tali mishpacha doesn't go by the mother side is not a mishpacha at all. Yerusha is tali mishpacha. Mother side doesn't yashin. Period. Edus, the Rambam holds the mother side is kashala edus. Those who argue it's because they hold it's not tali mishpacha. It's tali in kurva. Is we find the concept of karev, of kurva. Kurva, you know, we find it by tzedakah. A karev kaidim. It says, whoever's karev, in Yiddish, karev means a relative. A karev means someone's close to you. Right? Taif shach and karev may achroch. If there's a kurva, means someone's close to you. Kurva, the mother's side is just as much kurva. In Ilchit Tzedakah, it says relatives from the mother's side also have kedima to outsiders. In Kurva, the mother's side is karev. But Rav Chaim is saying it's a halach in din mishpacha. L'mishuchaisam l'beis avaisam. It's a gzeres hakasam. Any din that depends on mishpacha is the mother's side is bechlal na. Not the mother compared to the father's na. The mother's side doesn't have a din mishpacha. And memela, the mother's side does not determine the Kain Levi Yisrael status, and doesn't determine the Yerusha and Gael Adam and whatever it is that we said. This is Reb Chaim's klal. As I said, he's not explaining the hashkafa of it; he's explaining the halacha of it. That's what it's telling.
Is he promised? But is he Yarshin from his grandfather?
No. Does he yarshin? Well, he doesn't yarshin directly. His mother yarshins from the father, and then he yarshins his mother. For a person, yarshins his mother again. That Yerusha is a din drabanan, but in Lamaisa he yarshins. But Bochanan in Kaivitz Aris says this whole tumul, it's an old tumul. He says it happened in the midbar. By the Megadev says this. Rebbe Chanan brings the Kavod Tzaharis in Simen Chaf Ayis Gimel. That by the Megadev say, he said, "All right, Mishpacha is Emi and Kari Mishpacha, but my father's a guy. My father was a Mitzri, so he went." The Rashi brings he not to Olay be Shevet Dan. He went and he pitched his tent by Shevet Dan. He said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm from Shevet Dan." He said, "You're not Shevetan, your father's not from Shevetan." He said, "I don't have a father that's a Yid. My only father is a guy." So he pitched his tent to Shevetan, they threw him out. They told him, stum in the midbar already. They told him, "Look up to Reb Chaim." Reb Chaim says, "The Mishpacha doesn't go past to the mother." And and that's the way it is. So Rabbi Chanan brings that this tumul is already an old tumul, and
so where's the pagam for the either parent?
What?
Where's the pagam?
Oh, so pagam. So we're gonna have in sif was it sif dalet that. Again, the klal here is kol sheyesh kedushin the ein avera hilach achar hazachar. Now, when there is avera, we're going to say hilach achar apogel. We're going to have if one parent is a mamzer, it passes the child hilach achar apogel. It's vaytik zeres akosos. But so I'm going to get to it. Now, there's another nafkamina. If someone's mother is a levi and father is a guy, he's a Jew. Is Jew because of his mother's side. Is he a levy?
No.
Or is he? So assuming that he's not a levy, it's true, and that all fits with this. Rabbi Chanan, though, again, this is a Kovetz Aris, but this is a different place in Kovetz Aris. Nice man, Dalit, Siv Dalit. He says he doesn't understand why you're not a levy. He's a Gemara in Bechiris Mem Zayin that says that you take Meiser because of the levy parcel. There's a Gemara that says that if the father's a Levi and the mother's a Yisrael, that the child is eligible to take Ma'aseh. So Rabbi Chanan wonders why he says Tzarechi and why we assume he's not a Levi. But okay, Rav Chaim's klal stands. Rav Chaim's klal is the Mishpacha only goes by the father. If you would say that mishpacha say meinikar mishpacha just compared to the father, so then if there is no father, then you go by the mother. But lemaisa, it's not that way, and therefore you go basa the you never go basa the mother. That's what the.
She's a bas chayim. She would be part of the pigeon of Ben.
So it's interesting that by Matnis Kahuna we do find that a bas chayim patters, or even a bas levi patters from pigeon of Ben. So the halachas of Pinyin Aben seem to be different. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Ches, Rav Kahana shokel sudra b'Pinyin Aben. Rav Kahana took a sudra. What's it? Why is the Gemara bringing it? He said lididi shoveli. The Gemara there is talking about something which doesn't have the full value, but lididi shoveli whether it works. It's a side too. But Agan where it says Rav Kahana shokel sudra b'Pinyin Aben. So with a name like Rav Kahana, you assume he's a kai. So Taisus says, we find Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. So he has two truths, and either there were two Rav Kahanas, or he was an Ashes Kohen. And an Ashes Kohen, a Baal Kohenes, and a Baal Kohenes could take for his wife. By opinion, I bet we don't paskin that way. But it was interesting, nice, and is it true of the Sam Sefer? Somebody told the Sirot Sam Sefer, he heard B'Shem the Sam Sefer, that Sam Sefer said that if your wife's a Bas Kayin, you can take Pinyin Aben. So Sam Sefer writes back that that's Shitas Taisvis. He never said it, but he said he was at a Pinyin Aben. When it came time to bench, somebody said, is there a Kayin here? And everyone started laughing. Like at a Pinyin Aben, is there a Kayin? Everyone started laughing. So they said, don't laugh. According to Taisvis, you don't have to have a Kayin there. It could be that the wife is a bas kohen. That's what he said. If he didn't mean a lahalacha. He meant it just belosha b'nei yodom that people were laughing. But it's interesting that by Tzimus Hamachama, by Matnas Kahuna, by Israel Chaim Bekeva, and by Reishis Hagez, we pask and you can give to someone whose wife is a bas kohen. When we did Reishis Hagez here many years ago. So I gave half of it to a Kayin,
right,
and half of it to someone whose wife was a Kayin, remember?
Yeah.
He got it in a bag, he took it home to his wife. His wife looked at it and she said, what am I going to do with this? Just a bunch of cut or sheared wool, like it's not so.
That was the anniversary present.
That was the anniversary. Very unique present. My grandson was born in Gittin. I gave him a birthday present. I gave him a get. A copy of
nice.
A get.
You made it to the FJJ. That's the whole story. Made it to the FJJ.
Oh, yeah.
What's the story?
So it must be Zeres HaKos. I don't remember what it is.
It was the Truma, which you made in Israel.
Some kids get sacked. Trum has Kedushas HaGuf. That's for sure not good. Reish again doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf. Man, this Kuna Yisrael is a lot of Eid. Oh, yeah, at any rate, getting back here, so this is Rav Chaim Zisai, Dine Kahol Atoli in mother, and Dine Mishpacha Atoli in the father. It's not Hashkof of art, it's Halach of art. That's exactly how it comes from Shkhazan Beis Avais, but that's the way it works, yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara speak about the beginning of Tiferes, that Tmei Kvigin HaBen with the Kayenis?
Kedushin HaKas, are you saying Tiferes also? Could be. I've not learned Tiferes recently. Now, as far as the Hashkafa, there is a piece in the Pachad Yitzchak, it's quoting a guy in the Grav. It's a Mamori Pesach, Maimer Pei Gimel, is Gimel. He brings interesting Yisoid B'Shem Degoyin to explain a little bit of the Hashkafa Se'inyan, and I'll repeat it as it says. These things are very, have a tiefkeit to them that it's a little hard, but I just say over the Pashtas. He brings the Goyin said a technical thing. He wasn't saying Hashkafa thing. The Goyin said, on the pasuk, "V'zacharti esprisi Yaakov, v'esprisi Yitzchak, v'esprisi Avraham Eskar." So the Goyim brings in Vayikra Chavav Membeis, and there's Elio. He brings that Mustamas from Chazal, at the word "es," esprisi Yaakov, esprisi Yitzchak, esprisi Avraham, es l'rabbi esprisi mois. There's such a thing as bris avos. And there's such a thing as brisi mois. Rav Hutton even brings the mandiyama tamus chasavais, but not tamus chasimois. Totally good thing. That there's a separate concept of brisi mois and bris avais. And the way Rav Hutton explains it, bris avais is on the kedusha of yidden, on the taking a yid and giving him kedusha. High levels of Kedusha, Kayin, the child of Kayin, is a high level of Kedusha. The Brisi Mois, he says, is on protecting the family from the outside world. That's what he says. We find Sarah and Rivka wanted Yishmael and Esav away. Now, Sarah wanted Goreshes, Ben Amazais, and Yishmael, and Rivka was the one that saw into Esav. He says, even Rachel and Leah, when they spoke to Yaakov, they said to Yaakov that we should leave Lavan's house. And he says that the brisi mois is to sort of have a protection from the outside world. The Gemara says, Kol ha-shari b'le'isha, shari b'le'chayma. A woman's like a chayma, like a wall for the family. When you go around the seven times, it's based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, you save it gever, kala you save it gever, kishi you save it gever. That the bris of the avos is within Klal Yisrael, and the bris imayis is to protect from the outside. So it gives a little bit of the hashkafa. That Lagabi Kohol, Lagabi Goyim and Yidden, you go by the mother's side, that's the Brisi Mois, to be separate from the Umasailam. The Brisa Avais is within Klai, so it's interesting. Rav Hutner Yasa Gvali Akasha, when Sarah wanted to send Yishmael away, Avram didn't want to, it was my son also. Mm-hmm. Later, when he had the B'nai Apilakshim, it says Naslam Matanais, and he sent them Laretz Hakadim here on his own. He sent them all far away. So Rav Hutner asks, why by Yishmael you want to send them away? And the Bnei Apilakshim, for all we know, behaved better than Yishmael. He sent them away on his own. So I would think, he learned his lesson. But then Rav Hutner says that when there's no mother, the father has to do the mother's role. Sarah passed on, so he did. That's how he says. But at any rate, that's a little bit of a biur into the hashkafa of the inyan. But we're just so used to it that it's not something that we get used to so much.
You said before that Aedes is a function of Kurva or not? Aedes is not a function of Kurva.
Well, Rav Chaim is saying in the Rambam, that's a Din Mishpacha. It's a Din Mishpacha. That's why he holds Aedes, because he says that Mishpacha's aim is mutter. Mishpacha Seim is mutter b'kol, is mutter tzei, this men ha-toyer. So Arroya says b'feirish. Can do anything. Zer sakosif. So Arroya is Zer sakosif.
So that's what it's telling you, that it is kurva. So.
No, kurva could be, but it's not mishpacha.
Arroya is not
telling mishpacha. That's what Chaim says in the Rambam. It's a function of mishpacha, and therefore, there's in the yeshiva world, there's no one. All the Rosh Yeshiva have this shtikal Torah that psul kurva is not al chashash mishaker. There's a declare. Why is a kurva possible? Is it because we're afraid to lie for you, or is it because there's a kasev? Once if you have somebody, you never knew he's your relative, a long lost relative, and he says, "Hey, this for you." And later on, you find he's a relative. No chashash will lie for you. So they all say that Gemara says Afilo Moshe and Aaron are posaleivus because they're relatives, even though it's no chashash mishaker by Moshe and Aaron. But B'chanan says if Moshe and Aaron say Aedes, they're not kosher Aedes. But it's Hanan Sadi that it's true. So by Dine Mamin, we would pass it that way. You don't need Aedes, you need to know it's true. To give someone Misa, you need Aedes, so it won't help. But the Gemara says, if a Levash and Aaron can't say Aedes together. And so that Psul Aedes is not Shash Mishaker, it's Hakosim. It's a Din Mishpacha being Psul Aedes. That's Shem's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is saying that Psul Aedes is not a Din Kurva. Friends are allowed to say this for each other. We're not chashish someone to lie for his friend. Friends are allowed to say this, but it's a din. It's a din in mishpacha, and memeila. It's exerus kosa. What?
The
gear
of
Aedes
is
din
not kosa.
By what? The gear of Aedes. And the gear is when his Aedes has financial ramifications on him. That's only a chashash b'shak. I even said it's a dinder abayim. There's no psul deraisa of abayim. I even say the apostle is dying, then apostle leedus. I even say that he's psul deraabayim. It's psul. Min atayra kol shekasha la day is kasha laheyim. I think I even said. I think it's only psul deyanis, not psul leedus. Okay. At any rate, this is the klal with which you begin the simin, and let's see. Let's see, Sif Beis, what's the chiddush in Sif Beis? Sif Beis, Levi and Yisrael of the Chalolim, Mutarv Lavi Zev Zev, Avlad Hoylech Achar HaZachar. And the child goes Basa the Zachar. So what's the chiddush here? But Levi and Yisrael, we knew already. The chiddush of this Sif is Chalolim. So we have a saying, Yisrael Mikvah Tahayra LeChalolus. What does that mean? You have a Chalol. Cholol is somebody who's the descendant of parents that violated the rules of kahuna. A kohen marries a grusha, the child is a cholol, the woman is a chalola. His daughter is not allowed to marry into, not marry a kohen. So this daughter is not allowed to marry into a kohen. She marries a levi of Yisrael. Yisrael mikvah tahayra lachalolos. Her child is allowed to marry a kohen. Because a chalala wants to go, so to speak, in Lashon Chazal, wants to go to a mikveh and become have children. They're not chalalim. Yisrael mikveh tahayra lechalalos. So it says here, Levim Yisrael chalalim sifbeis amutarim zevizem pashit. But the chiddush is havlad hoylech achar zachar. If a chalala marries a Levim Yisrael, the psul chalalos does not pass down, and continues on to be somebody who's mutter.
The chalal does.
Chalal does. Achar HaZachar. Right. The chalal does. So, but a cholol has no restrictions. Be'etzem, he's allowed to marry a bas kayin. Yeshua is on the female as well as a cholola. So cholola, she's a mikvatayr. A cholol has, it's like a recessive gene. It's not a getim personally. It's a getim. It's not a truma. But So this is the chiddush. Now here, again, the idea of a levi marries a chalala, the child is a levi. The child doesn't have any psul. In other words, the din of being a levi doesn't change because he marries a chalala. If a kayin marries a chalala, the child is a chalal. But is he a levi? Why is Sheva Levi? The Psul Sheva Levi shouldn't come off. Psul Sheva, why Psul Sheva? So it seems that it's Pashit that he's not. It seems a double Pashit that he's not. So what's the Hesper? What?
While he's married to the Chalala, he's also, I think.
He's also, because he violated his Kuna.
It's only when he.
It shouldn't be any better. It should be any.
What's the question again, Rebbe?
If a levi marries a chalala, the child remains a levi.
Right.
A kayin is also from Sheva Levi. Marries a chalala, the child is a Yisrael. Says Pasha's not a levi. Why? Why? He's still from Sheva Levi. Still from Sheva Levi. It seems like the bigger they are, the harder they fall. If you have kachim, that becomes tameh. It doesn't turn into chulin.
But I know.
What? Kaya marries a grusha, the child is not a lady.
You're
right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's exactly the same question. Exactly. So it seems that once you're a kayin, that the shaved lady falls away.
You can't renounce your kahuna.
Yeah. I once went to Rebelsky. There's a Hechsher in Philadelphia. I don't know if it's still out of Philadelphia. They're two brothers. They're rabbis in Philadelphia. I went over. I asked Rebelsky, this is a good Hechsher. He looks at the name. He says, oh, him. He's a Kayan. He said a Chiddush. Kay Shemach al Kavayah Kavayah Machel. And part of his parnassus is officiating at funerals. So he retired from the kuhuna. And he has a chizka, and he attends funerals, even though he's a kayin, and he retires from the kuhuna. So I don't think his hechsher is as good. If it's as good as kuhuna, as his kuhuna, you know. So you tell me. So sort of Taz actually asked the question. Why don't say kayin shabacha kvayda kvayda machol? He says that it's not kvayda. It's halachis. It's not kvayda, and he can't.
So the daughter of a chalal can't marry a kohen.
Right, because her chachar is zachar, and the psul of the zachar carries on to the children. And okay. So that's the best. Let's go on to Sif Gimel. And Sif Gimel adds a little more. Sif Aleph was very simple. Sif Beis was also simple. Sif Gimel adds the halacha of a ger. Till now, everything in the Sif went according to the father. Now we're going to see something that's different in a more kulatical way. Let's see. You have Tavkav. Levim Yisrael and the Chalolim. Till here, we had it already. The Chiddush is the next word. Levim Yisrael v'chalolim, Geirim v'avadim mishukrarim. For our purposes, they're the same thing. Nev mishukr is a ger. Geirim v'avadim mishukrarim, mutarim lava izeh b'zeh. Okay, that's easy. A levi is allowed to marry a ger. We know that. V'ager v'amishukr, shenosa leviya Yisrael, l'sei chalolim. So here, the ger is the zachar. Harei haben Yisraeli. This is a chiddush. The father is a ger. A ger is not allowed to marry a kayin. Father's a ger, mother's a Yisraelis. The child does not have a din ger. Harei haben Yisraeli. The ben does not have a din ger, is a din Yisrael. Yisraeli, oi levi, echol, shenasa, giyaris, o mishachreres, havlad oil chachar zachar. That part is easy. If the father is a regular Yisrael or levi, the mother is a giyaris. The child doesn't have a din ger. Again, the nafkamina is if somebody has a daughter, it's two nafkaminas. Are you allowed to marry a kayin? Are you allowed to marry a mamzer? The ger is allowed to marry a mamzer. So here, we're breaking the rules. The rules till now were that anybody who has kiddushin and there's no aveira, that's the case. Yisrael marries a ger or geiris, there's no aveira and there's kiddushin. We had a rule of lad ha'elach achar ha'zachar. So this is the language of the Rambam, this Mechaber. The Rambam says, I have an exception. A ger only passes on a psul if both parents are gerim. The father's a ger and the mother's a geiris, it carries on to the children. If one is a ger and one is a Yisrael, it doesn't carry on. Now, Tosfos in Kiddushin, okay. Dalin.
We don't care about the child to be a Levi.
If the father's a Levi, the child will
be a Levi. Ger marries a Levi.
If a ger marries
a
Levia, the child's a ger. The Levius doesn't go after the other side. The ois ger, sorry, a ger marries a Levia. The child is Israel.
Why is it Levia?
Because you don't go bust the mother for mishpachaisa. Being a lady is the mishpacha. Being so that goes only according to the father's side.
Right?
Even a guy marries. Marries. If a guy has a child from a Levia, the child's not allowed.
If a ger marries a Gioris, well, they both converted.
The child has a
Dinger.
The
daughter cannot marry a Kohen.
He cannot marry a Kohen, he can marry, and he's allowed to marry a Mamzer, yeah. That's nobody else. You don't want to.
But they were both Jewish.
But she has the Yichus of Geris. Now, Tosfos is the Kasha and argues on the Rambam. This is the Rambam Shita. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Kol sheyesh kedusha ve'ein aveira ha'elach acharav. And Tosfos in Kedusha Davai and Dalit, he doesn't quote the Rambam by name, but he asks how a person can say such a thing if it's not that way. If why should ger be different? We had a solid rule that mishpacha goes after the father, and suddenly here by ger, the psul only carries if it's both. Now Beishmol Beis says something not satisfying. Beishmol Beis, he says, Hari Aben Yisraeli, here comes of a Rambam Vator. It's a Rambam and the Torah to hold this way. Vator Sfirle Gamke Kavase, Kabay Sibin Dalit. Abba Gab Diyesh Kedusha Vein Aveira, Pavle Lohelech Achar HaZachar, Vuger. If the father is a ger, why is the child a ger? He should be Mutter Bamzeres. Teretz loy aminin kei kamosh k'samnu b'siv dalit hatur kasav havlad oil chachar esachar avagav disfrile havad yisrael vasim hamzeres nafkamina dochar achar esachar v'ger linyin mukasha li ezdayin l'chalitza mishkayach. You go bust to the father linyin the shaylev, he could be a dayin for chalitza. He's a ger is possible to be a dayin for chalitza, whatever the gzeres akasu. Alright, so for that we go bust to hazachar. Doesn't satisfy the underlying issue of why here is different. See, it's very geschmack. There's a stipler in Kedushin Simen Mem Tes, and it's really the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Dalid, Sivkat Yud Beis, and they say Mishpacha goes after the father. But marrying a Mamzer, what's the Pasik? Loyovei Bekahal Hashem. It's a Din Kahal. If Mamish Tim's, the disciple says it, he's really, he doesn't quote Reb Chaim, but he's going to Reb Chaim's room. Mishpacha goes after the father. But Ger is a din in Kahal, being part of Kahal Hashem. Now, of course, once he's Megayir, he's part of Jewish people. But Loyalah to Kahal Hashem means those who are born into Kahal Hashem. So to be able to, for din Ger is totally in Kahal. And therefore, it goes Basa, the mother as well. The soul is only, in other words, if the mother is not a ger, that's enough to give him a din kahal. So he gains on both sides. If the father is a Yisrael, the child is a Yisrael, because zachar is zachar. And if the father is a ger, but the mother is a Yisraelis, so he gains that he's not considered outside of kahal, because the mother has a din kahal, lakula. So he can take either one, lakula. That's at a stipler.
But he was born a Jew.
Right, so that doesn't help. If the father's a ger and the mother's a geiris, their din yichus passes on to the child. So the child is also has the yichus of the ger. He's not a ger, he's born a Jew, but he has the yichus of his parents. Just like if your father's a Levi, you're a Levi. If I say you're Israel, if your father's a Ger, meaning he has the yichus of a Ger, so
he's allowed to marry a mamzer.
Yeah, definitely. If the father and the mother are Ger Geirim, everyone holds. Tysus holds, even if just the father's a Ger. Not like we pass right around them. But even the father's a Ger, allowed to marry a mamzer. Because Havlad Hoel Chachar Zachar. What we're saying now is that this is an exception to that.
Less than a third generation Nitzri, they could marry.
Nitzri only marry
a full Jew after a third generation.
Right.
But they can be Gerim prior. They are Gerim prior.
Yeah, they are Gerim.
They can marry this.
Yeah, if you can marry Mamzeris, you can certainly marry a Ger Nitzri. Yeah. What? You get right, but it's a limitation. Right, it's a limit, and it's a you're allowed to marry a mamzer, so you're not allowed to marry a kohen.
I never hear that. You mentioned Bar Yehoshua said even one parent is a kasher in that gear.
That's Taisa Shita.
So
Taisus
says
if one parent is a Jew, so we pass in the child as a Jew. That's the psak, that's not one shita. If one parent is a born Jew, Lafuki Ager or the son of Ager, if the kula here is that the child can take either kula. If the mishpacha is Yisrael, not Ger, or the kahal is Yisrael, not Ger, we pass in that way. If one, the only time the psul geiris carries over is if the father and mother are a ger and a geiris, then the yichus is true. We can't call the child a ger. He's born a Jew. His meal is on the eighth day, not like a ger. The meal is on
the Rambam holds like that.
What?
The Rambam holds like this?
No, that's the Rambam Shita. This is why we pass. The Rambam, I guess because the Torah passes like the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch passes the way the Rambam doesn't argue. That one parent is not a ger, the child is a mutter bakal, he can mutter to marry a kayim, and not.
That's the Gemara.
And also the mamzeres. Taisa Shita is the one that's a dasiach, and he says you only go up to the father. He holds that the father is a ger, it doesn't matter what the mother is. That's Taisa Shita. But it's not brought here on the page. All that's brought is the Rambam Shita. Uh-huh. I guess, like I said, because the Torah passed right to Rambam, so we have Ashkenaz and Sephardi together. So Rambam followed the Rambam.
Does the Gemara say this the Hegya or the Cypher is the foundation?
The Halacha.
The Gemara.
It's not a Gemara because the Taisus couldn't argue it was a Perish Gemara.
Yeah.
So it's the Rambam Shita. Because the Gemara has a klal, and the Rambam is really breaking with that klal. Okay, so that's a gimel. So, like I said, overall, relatively simple. Let's go on to Sifdalet and Hay, which again are, as Ebenezer goes, relatively simple. That to sum up everything we said, most of it was explanation. What we said is when Yesh Kedusha Vein Aveira, when there's Kedusha and no Aveira, you go bust to the father. The exception is a Ger, we are Lakula. As long as one parent is not a ger, the child doesn't have a din ger. It's a kula lagabi marrying a kayin. It's a chumra if you want to marry a mamzer. Right, let's see Sifdal. Sifdal starts kol anisus beisser. Till now we said kol sheyesh kedushin the ein aveira go baser hazachar. Sifdal talks kol anisus beisser when there's yesh aveira. When the marriage was done by Aveira, for example, Yisrael married a mamzer. Who cares a lot of married, not Yisrael. Yisrael marries a mamzer. It's an Aveira. The Kedushas Taifis. Yisrael Lam Kedushas Taifis. What's it in? And then there's the Avlad Hoy Lachachar Hapogam. Shabishneim. Shem Echad Meyem Mipsule Kuhuna Havlad Pasal Lakuhuna. Mech Mipsule Kal Avlad Osolavi Bekal. By pagam, when the marriage was be'aveira, then the child carries the pagam of either one. Now, ger is different. Ger is not an aveira. A ger, the child is kosher if one is a ger. But if one of the parents is a mamzer and married be'isser, so any time that yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, so then ha'ilach achar apogum, then the stain or the pagam carries over in the salach of psuka. Right. That's very interesting. You're right. If a ger marries a mamzer, so I don't know. It's not a case of yesh aveira. I don't know how it fits with the klal. You're right.
What if we have two pagamim? How do you want to know which one is worse? A mamzer marries a chitzah.
All right. So it's interesting. The halacha of marrying a goy are in a way more kuladik than marrying a mamzer, and that's the thing. Look and. So that, till now, we had Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveira. That's Sefal through Gim. Sef Dalit is Yesh Kedushin and Yesh Aveira. Someone marries, so to speak. A guy is Ein Kedushin Ve'Yesh Aveira. So look what it says. Sefei. Vlad Shifcha V'Nachris K'maisan. If the mother is a Shifcha or a non-Jew, K'maisan is like the mother. Beishin Nisabra B'kasha. Beishin Nisabra Mipasel. Whether she became pregnant from a Yehudi Kasher, a Yehudi Pasel.
Yeah.
Yehudi Kasher. So the child's a guy. Yehudi Pasel. Here's the Chiddush. A mamzer who marries, who has a child from Yisrael, there's no Kiddush. A mamzer who marries the Yisraelis, the child is a mamzer. A mamzer who fathers a child from a goita, the child is not a mamzer. If the child is a geyer, that's din ger, not a din mamzer. The ger marries a levi, the child is no zero limitation. A levi Yisrael, there's your limitation. In a way, what? It's a way out for a mamzer, except he's not supposed to be. Except the child is a guy. That's his only way out. What? Then he can be a guy. We hope we want to, right? It's a way. What?
Mikvatara,
yeah. There are no kedushin. I say marry. It's marry in quotation marks. There are no kedushin. There are no kedushin. It doesn't take hold. If one of them is a guy, there's no kedushin. So we have here a chiddush. The Galashan Agamara. It's very interesting. It says a child born. It says ger v'shifcha. It's interesting. It says a guy and a Eben Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher. Baba is Havlad Kosher. It's really Machlekes Rashi and Taisa. We pass on Havlad Kosher. The child is kosher Lavei Bekal. His kosher is a Yid. And his kosher Lavei Bekal. It's called a pogum. The father's a guy. It's a pogum. That's why Bas Yisrael. And the mother is Jewish. So the vlad is pogum, but the child is mutter. So it's fascinating. A mamzer has a father as a child from a Jewish woman. The child has limitations of mamzeris. A goy fathers a child from a Jewish mother. The child is mutter bakal. It's a fascinating outline. By goy, it's a vlad kosher. What? Right.
Now,
Eved Kanani is a partial ger. Yeah, the child when the child's an Eved Kanani, he has a din mechuyav mitzvos kedushin.
But it's not because
of the
she's not.
He needs
an
Eved. There's ain kedushin.
Right. I'll say it's not about me. It's a little more.
Well, that's what it says. It says not be there. Yeah, okay. Okay. A shifcha kananis. We're talking not of somebody who works in your house, but someone who was tevel, the shame shifcha kananis. Yeah, okay. Now, this summer they put out, finally, the Emes Liyakov, Rabbi Yaakov's Chidushim on Nach Chelek Aleph. Chelek Beis came out 7 years ago, 8 years ago. The introduction said Mibnei Tamim Kemusim were publishing Chelek Beis before Chelek Aleph. Secret reasons, we were publishing Chelek Beis first. And Chelek Aleph just came out this summer. It's Moli, both volumes are Nach, they're just Moli V'Gadush, besides the Chidushim are Nach, but all kinds of Rabbi Yaakov style Chidushim. It's Geshmak to learn. If you're not doing it for Nach, just read all the long footnotes. They're all fascinating, one after the other. So I want to share with you something that they call Rabbi Yaakov's Chiddush. It's in the Vayma Nach Chelek Aleph, page Tuf Reish Chaf Aleph, towards the end. And Rabbi Yaakov there has a Chiddush. We know it's a halacha psuka. Rabbi Yaakov is not arguing with it. A goita who has a child from a Jewish man, Rachman al Islam, the child is a goita. There's no shaila that kohol goes after the mother. There's no question about it at all. So Rabbi Yaakov said, the pasuk says, ki b'yitzchak yikari l'chazara, that the Rabbi Yaakov told Avraham Avinu yizekarza. And then he said, v'gamis ben ha'oma l'gayasimenu ki zarachahu. Hashem said to Avram, what you have from Sarah, that's a Jewish child. What you had from Ben Ha'oma, from Meshivcha, ki zarachahu. It's also called Yezera. So Rabbi Yaakov writes, he writes briefly, and in the footnote they expand on it, that Rabbi Yaakov asked, what do you mean ki zarachahu? It's not Messiachis. A man, a Jewish man, has a child from Meshivcha, it's not Messiachis after a father. He said, still, it's called Zera Kaidish. He, the child, is a guy, or a shifcha, but there's an element of Zera Kaidish involved. When the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perakut Beis, brings about a Jewish man being Mizan or a guy, a Gaisha woman, it's not clear that even this is their Isid. He says, the Rambam says, even though there's no Isid their Isid, it shouldn't be Kal in your eyes, you Machalal your Zera. That's his lashon. Machalas says, "Rabbi Yaakov, me and Sarah, it's not your children." So Rabbi Yaakov is a chiddush that even though the child's a guy, is an element. I don't know how to touch that element. Is a piece of Zera Yehudi in the child, and they bring in the footnote three edus from different people about things that happened with Rabbi Yaakov. And number one, they bring that Romanus Mendel, it seems, had a yeshiva in the 1950s in East New York or Brownsville, wherever it was, and there was a child in the yeshiva, and the child didn't come to yeshiva on December 25th. So they asked him, where were you? He said, my mother's family makes Xmas parties. He said, yeah, my father's Jewish. My mother's not Jewish. They observe Christianity. So I was there for an Xmas party. So Romanus wanted to drop him from the yeshiva. He's not a Jewish child. So he writes that the father of the child, who was Jewish, came. And he said, what do you mean? Well, we're raising them. We're trying to give them kashrus. Baharaya, he brings a lashon. My son, who's serving in Korea, is part of the Jewish soldiers group there. He makes it run. That's how they bring. So they asked Rabbi Yaakov what to do. So Rabbi Yaakov said, even though we don't try to make gerim, we reject people who want to be gerim, but his father's a Jew, we try to raise him, to develop him, that he should want to be a ger when he gets older. And you try. I think they bring there. Rabbi Yaakov himself was involved in the gerus of that child. The child got older. He went to yeshiva. He raised a firm child, and after his bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yaakov was involved in the gerus of the child. He said that there's some element of zera kedusha there. It's a pillar. You need a Rabbi Yaakov to have places to say something like that.
It's a pillar because Yishmael was now just like Abraham was.
Because Yeshivcha's child, you have to do Mila to. Right? You're B'nai Yeshivcha, you have to Mila to. I tell you, Rabbi Yaakov. This is story number one. Story number two, they bring the name of the person. He said he has an intermarried relative who married a Gaisha woman. and they're making a bris. He asked Rabbi Yaakov, can I go to the bris? Should I go to the bris? It's a Goyish baby. I should go to the bris. Rabbi Yaakov told him, Dafka, go to the bris and tell the Mayel that when he does Mila, he should do it L'shem Geiris. Now the Geiris is not Chal because you need Mila, and then later you need Tefillah and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He said, tell him to L'shem Geiris. Later he'll be Megayir. He shouldn't need a new Atavah's Dabris. So tell the Mayel, make sure you go, do L'shem Geiris, and stay friendly with the child, and you'll, and when he gets older, hopefully he'll be Megayir.
Is there a different bracha?
It's a Siddish.
No.
It's a very interesting question.
I actually had this question.
Yeah. But it was an adopted child, or was a full-fledged guy?
No. The mother had adopted through a reform conversion. Uh-huh. And I actually, they asked me to
be the model.
So I got this. It was in the house. And then he had a conversation 2 days before. He comes to see the baby. I attended this first, but I didn't know him.
Did he make a bracha?
He made an announcement. The parents, because of maybe some germs, they want to do this privately. He took the baby into a room. He took two people with him. I don't know. I asked him later, because I realized I'm the one who said, go hire him. He said, I didn't want to do this. I found out the kid is not Jewish. So I spoke to a double call, and he said, you do the bris, I'll shave the gayers. And he said, I have many such cases, like I've written down all these cases, and I want to make it, I want to publicize it. Eventually, first of all, these kids become about Tshuva, no one's going to know, and he's a guy. You know, so he said this whole thing.
That's right, so two people should be a best.
Yeah, best. Yeah.
Okay. It's well
with it.
What? The third ma'aseh he brings, he writes the name of a mayel in Muncie. I think Rabbi Breslauer. Is there a Breslauer? Breslauer, the father of today's Rabbi Breslauer, was a mayel. And he asked Rabbi Yaakov the same thing. He said he's invited to do it a bris, like Chaim said. He's invited to do it a bris at such a thing. And Rabbi Yaakov told him to do it the same thing, to do it L'shem Geiris. Now there they write, Rabbi Yaakov followed the child, and it didn't turn out well. The child was entitled, not mechuyev, to be a ger. He not being a ger, and Rabbi Yaakov was disappointed. He wondered if he should keep on doing it. That's his lashon. But I don't see the problem, because mila without tefila is not them. But it seems that Rabbi Yaakov had a shita, even though the child's a guy. But since there's an element of zera Yisrael mixed in, a chiddush gadol that you should do. See, after I saw this, I went back to Igros Moishe. There's a tshuva in Igros Moishe, Eben Ezra David. I think it might be more than one, but tshuva chavav, about someone teaching in an out-of-town day school. And he says, there are children there that are goyim, that the mother's a guy and the father's a Jew. Should I keep on teaching them? Yeah. You're not supposed to teach Torah to a guy. So Moishe has a shita that if you're teaching Torah to Jews and the guy's listening, there's nothing wrong. He has a shayla about inviting to a seder where it's a Jewish woman who married a Goyish man, so the child's Jewish, inviting him to the seder, the man's going to hear the very Torah. So if you say the very Torah to him, and Goyim are listening, there's no way to teaching Torah to God. But he says, Ramosha in the beginning takes the position that really the child does not belong in the school and he shouldn't be there. And then he says, at the end of the tshuva, he writes a lashon that something like Ula Yishman Lebesayt. I think he wrote that as lashon. He says, first he says you should teach because of the other people don't get your job, even though and you have a heter to rely on. And then he says that if you can be mashpia on the child, at the end of the tshuva, he writes you should try. The child should be megayer if he turns to a mitzvah house cut. If then you try to be megayer. He writes an interesting lashon. I don't think everyone agrees with this. He writes, try to be megayer him. Even if at the end he won't keep the mitzvahs, it's worth it. He'll be an einus later. It's worth it. He should be a yid that does a various bainus better than not to be a yid. We're not megayer that type of geiris. But there's a change of tone towards the end of the tshuva. I can't say to Ramosha, holds like Rabbi Yaakov. But this was Rebbe's chiddush about somebody whose mother is a guy and father's a Jew. It's some element of Zerah Kaddish, and it's right like
what's the right from Hagar?
What?
Hagar from Matan. What's the right from Hagar that is the element of the...
Because it says Zarachahu. That's Rabbi Yaakov saying. Rabbi Yaakov's main rayus in Lashon Rambam. Rambam says that even it shouldn't be kal in your eyes to be mezayin with a guy, even though there may be no hisadei raisa. He says because it's a being married with Zerah Kaddish with Zerah Pasim. Okay, so this is Simen Ches. Next week, Simen Tes. Welcome back again, everybody.